Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is likely a first during this pandemic. An unborn child has been infected with COVID-19 from his mother, thought to be the first time a pregnant woman with COVID passed it on to her baby in utero. Now, what could be a long-term health consequences for both the mother and child, we will go in depth on that. Dr. Denise Jameson is chair of gynecology and obstetrics at Emory University Healthcare. She is a member of the American College of Obstetricians COVID-19 Task Force. Doctor, thank you for joining us. This, on the surface, perhaps a rare event, but nonetheless one that I'm sure would be of great concern to any woman who's about to give birth to a child. How concerned should they be?
Well, I think this is the most compelling evidence thus far that transmission from a mother to her fetus is possible. This isn't a huge surprise. There had been sort of an emerging pattern of a handful of cases that it seemed like it may have been possible. I think the really important thing to remember, though, that's very reassuring for pregnant women, is that this is not common. We've had over 13 million cases of COVID globally, and yet only a handful of possible infections in newborn babies. And I think it's really important for pregnant women to remember that most babies born to moms with COVID do very well.
And both have since recovered?
Both were discharged from the hospital. The infant is improving from the report, and the mother is doing well.
Now, I'm sorry, and correct me if I'm wrong. My understanding, though, of the child that was born was that there was an inflammation issue. I'm not quite sure where in the body or how it was determined. But if that's correct, I guess the question is, does anybody know at this stage of the game what potentially long-term issues might come from that?
I don't think we know, although we're learning more every day. Since this is an early report of transmission, we don't yet know what the issues for this very rare occurrence will be. So this baby did have neurologic symptoms, did have inflammation in the brain, was discharged home on day of life 18, and from the report is improving. So I think it's too early to really know what the effects of these rare but devastating complications will be.
What about for mom? What kind of symptoms did she present with? Was it the normal ones, or were they some of the outlying ones? Because there's a whole lot going on, as you know, during pregnancy that's happening to the body.
Yes, she was had a fever and had very common complaints and overall did well. It does not sound from the report like she had very severe illness. So she had an infection close to the time of giving birth.
Do we know anything about, and I know there aren't that many therapeutics that can be used or at least have been proven to work in severely ill COVID patients, but do we know anything about what happens if you use one of these therapeutics on a pregnant woman and what the impact might be on the child?
That's a really good question. So there's not a whole lot of therapeutics that we're using for even severe COVID patients. There's some relatively new novel therapies such as remdesivir. And it's really important to remember that pregnant women, just because they're pregnant, should not be excluded from therapies or from vaccines that have been shown to benefit non-pregnant persons.
Imagine these two are going to be pretty closely watched for a while, right, just to see if anything develops even later on down the line.
yes, I'm assuming that this infant will be very carefully followed and that the folks in France will keep us posted on how the mom and how the baby are doing.
Dr. Denise Jameson, Chair of Gynecology, Obstetrics, Emory University Healthcare.